This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are, of course, the big drivers of this economy right now, the pandemic for one, consumer spending for another one. And then there are the actual drivers in this economy, the people getting almost everything from vaccines to auto parts to food where it needs to go. Kiersey Rothlander is one of them. She's a long-haul truck driver. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Seeing as how you're a trucker and on the move all the time, where have we tracked you down today?
Today I'm in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, on the border of Pennsylvania and Maryland. It is 48 degrees and beautiful.
Well, good. How is the trucking business? Here we are like 10 months into this pandemic. I mean, so much of everything in this economy moves by truck. How are you all doing?
Honestly, we've had ups and downs, but it's been more a matter of the change of freight as things were not in demand and then a higher demand than something else. I haul food. I haul reefer, which is the refrigerated unit, so food. So we're always in demand no matter what.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, you are. So one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you was to get a sense of life on the road for truckers in the middle of a pandemic and to talk about the role that truck stops are playing in this economy right now, because all y'all are on the road a lot. You have to stop. You want familiarity. You've got some go-tos, right?
Absolutely. When the pandemic first hit, one of the things that the DOTs in each state did was shut down the rest areas. Well, that's where we go, the restrooms. And then they shut down the parking. There's already not enough parking in this country for our trucks. The truck trailers keep getting larger and larger, but the truck stops themselves don't expand out. Another thing that's really important is that so many women are coming into trucking. Pretty much every year, the women coming out here is increasing by about 19% per year.
Wow.
As time has moved on, I've been driving for 5 years. The products are starting to change at the truck stops, including pregnancy tests.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
yes.
Of course.
Well,
of course. Right.
We,
of course.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting. You say you only been driving for 5 years. You sound, with all possible respect, you sound like you've been out there forever, because you clearly have a handle on what's going on. How do you decide where to stop and what your route is? I mean, do you pick your route based on truck stops?
Well, I pick my route based on, honestly, what's going to get me there the faster. I stay on the interstates most of the time. And I pick the truck stops. Yeah, I will say yes, I will go this route because of a certain truck stop. So Travelers Oasis in Eden, Idaho, that's one of my favorites, just because the truck stop is so big, they're clean, and there are only 4 truck stops in America I have found that have bathtubs. Okay, I'm serious. When you come out of the road, you don't know what you're going to miss until you get out here. But you said, you know, as a driver, how did I learn so much about trucking? Because this is a really serious job. I laugh about it a lot, but if I make one mistake, I could kill somebody. So, and that goes into playing with the truck stops, believe it or not. It's 2 o'clock in the morning after I've driven 600 miles and I'm exhausted. I don't want to fight for a parking space. It's not easy to back these up, you know, and we have so many brand new drivers coming in every year. And one of the biggest stresses for them is parking and backing.
Yeah, no, I hear that. So there you are on the border of Pennsylvania and Maryland. Which way are you headed, and what do you suppose the next, like, 6 or 8 months of this pandemic is going to bring for you and your business?
Well, I am headed not that far from here, about 140 miles to go deliver this load, and then I'm going home. I have not been home to New Jersey since the election in November, but my trucking company gave us a big $800 bonus just for staying out through the month of December to try to keep up with the demand. So I'm going to guess that the freight is going to be there. So you can't really guess at what's going to happen.
Right.
But I know I'm going to have a job.
Kiersey Rothlander, she's a trucker. She does YouTube as well. It's called Trucking Along with Kiersey. You should check it out because it's a hoot. Kiersey, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You have a great day, and I hope to see you out here trucking along. Bye.